We are about to start Simin Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, and we will be doing just the first Sif. Sif Aleph Lomer Lechen V'ni Losis Lo Beitzim O Agozim O Shamin Eimachal O Mishte Dino B'yontikim O B'Shabbos. Walking into a shop and asking for eggs or nuts, something that you need for yontif, has the same halacha as Shabbos. Commotion is Bar Liel, where the halacha is you are actually allowed to ask someone if you can have it. You make a cheshbin with him after Shabbos. You can't make a cheshbin on the spot. And if he insists on you leaving something there as a mashkin, you're allowed to. Dimu ein Yehudi, also likach mimeno davar shemino b'mechubur or shemino mechusit seida, elim kein nikar b'mishol nil ketuv shol nitzoldu hayom. If it's a non-Jew, then you have to make sure that it's not something that could have been taken off the tree or hunted today. V'chein, lo yikach mimeno beitzim shemenoldu hayom. A beitzah shenoldu b'yontav is aser. Aval davar she'en bo mishum mechubur, v'lo mishum tzeida, v'lo mishum nolad, muter likach mimeno afilu huvayom yichutz l'tchum. Even though it came from outside the tchum, the halachas you can buy it from him. V'chein, kemach shenitchan hayom be'ir sherube eini yehudi. Even flour that was ground today in a city where the rove is non-Jews, muter likach mimeno da'dal de'eini yehudi tachnin lei, because he ground them for the non-Jews. Rov Einim Yehudi means that the majority of people that buy flour are Einim Yehudim. But if the non-Jews get flour from elsewhere and this person serves just the Jews, then it would be Aser. Now, in a place where it is Rov Yisrael, then it's going to be Aser till Motzoi Shabbos v'Klei Shiyaseh. V'u'adin likach b'menu pashav abo b'yom v'chenefa b'Shabbos shalofonav. Similarly, you're allowed to take bread from him that was baked on Yontif or the Shabbos the day before Yontif. Now, this is all where you do not have to go and discuss price. Something where the price is known, so you don't have to discuss it. Anything we have to discuss price is usur on yontif. Now, you're also not on your if the non-Jew doesn't trust you, you can leave a mashkin, as said. You're letting me a mashkin there. You should not take him home with you and show him where the money is, because that's an uvdu l'chol. In the case of bread, the poskim say that you should be only makel b'shas hadchak.